X94.5 morning. It's just gone 8:21. It's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber here. Now, what's been going on with COVID-19, coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, has affected all of us in some way, some way, shape or form, be it economically, keeping, staying away from work, or more importantly, staying away from family and those that you love.
Yep.
And it can affect us in, things like this can affect you in different ways. And sometimes it sneaks up on you. And I found about 2.5 weeks ago, we were still on holidays. And I noticed, and you guys know me, I can be a bit obsessive about things sometimes. I've got a few tics and a few habits. I've got a shaky leg because I have excessive energy. But I'm not, I'm generally a pretty optimistic soul. Yes. I don't generally get dark for very long.
Yeah,
so yeah, very calm.
I feel very lucky like that. So I noticed while I was on the break, probably in about the middle of our 2 weeks off, I realised I had a churning stomach, and I got a bit of a sense of gut anyway, but I had a churning stomach and I felt like a little bit sick most of the time. You know, it would come and go. It was quite weird, like this nauseous kind of feeling. And I realised after a while, I went, you know what? This is. I was checking what I was eating and drinking, and I went, you know what? I've got a bit of anxiety here.
Yeah.
It was that recognition, and I worked through it by myself, which I generally can do quite well. And then I ended up having to talk to Laurie, my wife, about it. And I said, I've recognised that there's a bit of anxiety there. And we sort of identified a few things. We ran through the diet and all that kind of stuff that you do.
Yeah.
And I went, you know, there's nothing wrong with just admitting that you've got it. And that's the first step to digging yourself out of something like that.
Absolutely.
I wasn't sitting around being morose or anything, but I realised that I was actually watching way too much news about COVID-19.
Yeah.
And I'm not the only one guilty of that in the last few weeks.
No. Well, it's hard. You know, you can't really avoid it. And the thing with anxiety is if you've never suffered from anxiety, you know, that's fantastic, because those who do suffer, it's such a broad range. You can have small anxiety, and then you can have anxiety that is completely debilitating on your life. And if you've never suffered through it, it can be hard to understand what it feels like. But also, it can just creep up on you. You might be someone who's never experienced anxiety before, and suddenly you're getting those symptoms. Like you say, that feeling in the gut.
Yeah.
It's not the same for everyone, but I feel that when I get it. It's that feeling of like something terrible's about to happen, but I don't know what.
Bit of impending doom,
I mean, as I said yesterday, I took this very seriously. I still wear gloves to the supermarket. Probably, you know, that's going to, slowly fall away. But you remember right at the beginning, and we took my stepdaughter out of school quite early, I was overwhelmed, I think, when we were speaking to that wonderful woman in Italy and what they were going through. And I felt a real sense of, like, doom.
Actually, that chat really did affect you.
It did,
talk about it at the time.
Big time. And we took my stepdaughter out of school early, and she's back now, and I feel much better now. But it was definitely like something brooding within me that I couldn't control.
Yeah, I felt like the height of this thing, you know, the stomach thing was bad. It was a very noisy noisy stomach as well. But it was also, it was keeping me up at night. And like, I'd fall asleep and then get up. And I know we all experience this sometimes. And we get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so that can affect you as well. But I was finding that if I was waking up, I just couldn't get back to sleep because the mind was overactive.
Yeah.
I also realized, and this may sound silly because we all look at our phones too much these days, but I was looking at my phone so many times.
Yeah.
And I reckon I was, I don't know, doing stupid things like checking my bank balances or something. And that was it was ridiculous. Maybe 30 times in a day, I reckon, I realised.
Just to distract yourself.
Just to distract myself. And maybe, I don't know, trying to comfort myself and see how much money that we, you know, did or didn't have. It just seemed ridiculous. And as we've talked about, we're very lucky that we're still employed.
Yeah.
You know, there's other people in so much worse a position. So that first recognition factor is the best. You recognise you've got a problem. So then speaking out and not just dealing with it by yourself, I feel, is the next best step. I'm no expert.
Oh, yeah.
So Laurie
That's
goes,
super important, Claire. Yeah. Telling other people what you're going through, and I've discussed this many times with friends and family, that part of it is not always wrestling with what you're feeling, like accepting the fact that I feel a bit anxious today and this might last 20 minutes, it might last the whole day.
Yeah.
But just going with the feeling. I often feel that the energy I put into wrestling with it and trying to fight that actually leaves me worse.
Can make
off.
It worse.
And look, we make the point every time we have this conversation. It's so easy to go, gee, I need to do some exercise. I need to, you know, I'm feeling a little bit fat or whatever. And it's, you know, mental health is no different to body health.
Yeah.
It's something that has to be worked on. It's something that has to be accepted. And it's something that you can feel free to talk about.
And spot on, Maddie. You know what else I did? I went out and Laurie said to me the other morning, because I realised I'd stopped doing any exercise.
Yeah.
I had not done any exercise in those 2 weeks. So we went for a walk at 7 o'clock. And of course, we had the benefit of a beautiful Sunday.
Yeah.
You know? Went for a walk, a long walk, a fast walk. I put my phone away, didn't look at it for an entire day, which made me feel better straight away.
Yeah.
And also, just actually breathing properly, that really helps.
Yeah,
that's not just breathing to stay alive. That's deep breathing
and
taking the the time to think about that kind of thing. But, you know, I really feel for people who go through, whether it's Black Dog or whether it's just an anxiety all the time, I really feel for them. Because it's
debilitating.
Probably since my marriage broke up, which is a long time ago, 15 years ago now, this is the first time I've felt like that and the gut was really affected.
So. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, I think it's great you've talked about it. And you know, for those who are suffering, we know it's hard. Reach out. There are plenty of people to talk to and try and help you through. And there's different tips online for lots of different things work for different people. But yeah, you're not alone, that's for sure.
Yeah, brilliant. And you know the other good thing?
What?
My ex-wife and I get on like a house on fire now. How good is that?
That is great. As it should be.
Supreme optimist.
Yeah.